On today's episode, we're going to talk about superfoods, or are they really snake oils, or why your acai bowl won't cure cancer, and also why you should maybe stop listening to your friend who sells sea moss on Instagram. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we bust myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Let's start with a harsh truth. The term superfood means absolutely nothing in science. It's a marketing term born in the early 2000s, fueled by desperate food companies and Gwyneth Paltrow's glowing skin. What gets labeled a superfood? Maybe a study, maybe a molecule, maybe a press release, and suddenly blueberries are the key to immortality. And if you're not spooning chia seeds into your overnight oats, you must want heart disease. Now, don't get me wrong. I love blueberries. I think they're great. I do have chia seeds in my overnight oats. And I love avocados. They're delicious. But that doesn't make them magical. And the superfood label is just a health halo with a price tag. Let's pick on turmeric for a minute. People love to say it cures inflammation. Many people approach me on TikTok and say, what should they do with turmeric because they have inflammation? And there are thousands of articles that cite curcumin, which is turmeric's active compound, as anti-inflammatory. Here's the problem. Curcumin doesn't absorb well in your gut. Your gut treats it like an uninvited guest. Clinical trials? Mixed at best. Most are funded by supplement companies with more turmeric to sell than data to show. And now the part they really don't put on the label. Turmeric has been linked to liver failure. There are multiple case reports of turmeric-induced hepatitis in even otherwise healthy individuals, especially when mixed with alcohol or when taken in high-dosed supplement form. So if you think downing a turmeric shot after a night of tequila will detox your liver, fork no. That golden drink might actually damage it. And in cases, it's even led to urgent liver transplantation. So here's my advice. Keep your liver, it's the only one you've got, and turmeric will not grow you another. And maybe be the designated driver. I mean, it's time to grow up. Let's talk about a couple of other darlings in the wellness world. Let's talk about sea moss. People love it for thyroid support, gut health, and vibrations, whatever those are. Sure, sea moss contains iodine and some trace minerals, but take too much and your thyroid's going to shut down. There's nothing like hypothyroidism leading to cardiac arrhythmias, and you know, it's kind of the opposite of good vibes. And then there's RFK Jr.'s favorite, raw milk, the new status symbol for crunchy TikTok wellness warriors. Look, I get the nostalgia, but this isn't a return to tradition. It's a return to listeria, salmonella, Escherichia coli, campylobacter, and tuberculosis. You know, pasteurization wasn't invented to ruin your rustic milk aesthetic. It was invented to prevent deaths. Raw milk causes miscarriages, sepsis, kidney failure, and death in children. If you're drinking unpasteurized milk because someone online says it has more nutrient value or more enzyme, ask them how many funerals those enzymes have been to, and then pasteurize your milk. Because the truth of the matter is, there is no more nutrient value in unpasteurized raw milk at all. But there are bacteria. And I don't care how good the farm looks. Until you can actually get a microbiologist out there, your best is pasteurization. You know, here's the part where I sound boring, but actually give some good advice. Like, eat mostly plants. Prioritize whole foods over ultra-processed. Use olive oil like an Italian grandmother. Get your fiber. If you need it from powders, that's fine, but it's better from real food. And supplements are okay, but legumes are better. And don't fear carbs. Fear nonsense. The Mediterranean diet remains the most evidence-backed dietary pattern on the planet. Not because it has superfoods, but because it has balance. Tomatoes, beans, whole grains, fish, olive oil. Not flashy, but deeply effective. So you do not need powdered lion's mane from the Himalayas. You need beans, lentils, chickpeas, foods that have been sustaining civilization longer than those TikTok shirtless salesmen of supplements and scams have existed. Let's talk about lowering cholesterol. Soluble fiber from beans beats red yeast rice any day, and statins beat both of them. What about magnesium for blood pressure? It turns out that a cup of legumes, which is like beans, chickpeas, gives you a hefty magnesium dose plus protein plus fiber and no mystery additives. And if your body has enough magnesium, food doesn't cause it to take more and give you the, well, I need to go to the bathroom for this. And while vitamins might fill gaps, and vitamins are very important for people who are on GLP-1 drugs, people who've had weight loss surgery, people who are pregnant or going to become pregnant, or people on weird diets, food gives you synergy, nutrients working together like a jazz band, not like a solo act. So supplements have their place, but if you're skipping legumes and swallowing capsules, you're missing the point. Here's a few other little tricks. Bone broth. It's not magical. It's a decent source of collagen, but it will not erase wrinkles. It will not seal up your gut. It will not fix leaky gut. Goji berries. Overhyped, expensive raisins with a press agent. Acai bowls. Basically, it's sorbet with granola. Raw milk. Again, bacteria are not your friends. Beets for nitric oxide or beetroot powder. It's been helpful for elite athletes, but not your average couch potato. Matcha, Huberman's current favorite. Yep, it contains antioxidant, but if you're chasing youth, wear sunscreen. And you know what? Black tea works just as well. So superfoods are great clickbait, but real health isn't about one food, one supplement, one ground-up beef heart. It's about patterns, consistency, and let's be honest, a lot less Instagrammable meals. So the next time someone tries to sell you health in a jar, just remember 4Q. This podcast was researched and produced by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. And while I am a doctor, I am not your doctor. This information is for your entertainment and educational purposes only. And if you're making changes to your diet, please consult a real board-certified physician and registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, homeopath, or even Eastern-trained shaman. Distribution handled by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a great week, everybody. Be skeptical. Eat real food. We'll see you next week. Hey, Evo, what's your personal superfood? I'm going to give you mine. It's coffee. Black, over-roasted, epidemiologically sound.
I'm strong to the finish, because I eat spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor.